Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover
this kid shit I was not prepared for.
It has its moments though.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
How's that taste?
I don't know. I just fucking ate so fast. I have no idea.
What exactly are you crushing right now?
I just handled toast with jelly.
All right.
And soft-boiled eggs.
Oh. I got you up early this morning doing this thing, so.
I mean, you're the one that's fucking early.
I know I'm early. I'm early, but I interrupted breakfast time apparently.
I mean, it's all right. Let's roll, baby. So Debbie could manhandle you today. Get grips in you. Come on, Benjamin. We're going. Yeah.
I know. We got Penny's birthday party this morning. So, or this, 11 a.m. So,
did you get the panda suit?
I did not get the panda suit. I chose not to get the panda suit. I should have, though. Damn it.
Oh, shit. You're recording.
I'm so mad at myself for not getting the panda suit. But I got distracted yesterday doing other things. And then by the time I remembered the panda suit, it was too late. I wasn't going to get it today.
I'm so disappointed. I didn't realize you were recording already. So, hey, it's the podcast. It's like one of our normal conversations. How you doing? Oh, fuck. I don't know. I'm a hot mess. Dude, I just fucking stuffed 3 eggs in my mouth like I was fucking Bubs. Like, ugh.
I know. And that's why I hit record, because I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, bro. So Debbie was trying to get us to switch days to do the podcast, but it's not going to work out tomorrow, so we're doing it. We got it.
So,
we're in.
So the people who listen, you should realize that you are more important than Ben's family.
Yes, you are. You are more important than my 10-year-old's birthday. 10-year-old. 10 years old, dude. 10.
Damn.
It went by so effing fast, man. Like, I can't believe that 10 years went by. Like, it's just crazy to me. It goes by. So anybody who has kids, it just goes by so goddamn fast.
Yeah. I told Ellie, yesterday, I said, I'm still not used to having kids. Right. She got pissed at me. She was like talking to us. Well, I don't want to tell you, Ellie, I'm still not used to having kids. And she was like, what? Like, what do you mean you're not used to having kids? Like, that's true. Like,
Well, what they don't understand is that, we go our whole lives until we have kids without dealing with trying to keep anybody else alive except for ourselves. You know what I mean? So, like, having to then start to worry and put them ahead of you, and
I got a question for you. So before you had kids, right, and before you and Debbie were, like, real serious, okay, how good were you at keeping you alive?
Well, I mean, I lasted. I mean, I was alive.
Obviously, you're not dead, so you did enough. But
I did enough, but no,
did you
excel
at that, or did you like just get by? And keep you, like,
no, yeah, I was getting by. I was getting by until until me and Debbie got together. You know what I mean? Like, I was, I was couch surfing for a while at one point in my 20s.
Oh yeah.
Well, because I didn't have I got out of the Navy and I didn't have a place. And so I was just kind of, couch surfing for a little bit. And then I found a spot, and then I met Debbie, and then she immediately moved in with me. So, like, at that point, it was just like, okay, I got, let's be honest, I got mom number two right there in my life.
Hey, know what? Like, it worked out. You guys are cute.
Yeah, no, it did. She's the best. And, but yeah, she's been super, super fucking stressed over this last 2 weeks because, her baby's turning 10. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, and she has super, super mom guilt because she works full time and she, you know, she's super, she wants to make this like super special for Penny. And so like, yeah. you know, and so this, the last 2 weeks have just been like uber stressful. And this morning is like, you know, we just, she's like, we got to get there 2 hours early. I'm like 2 hours early. Really? I'm like, there's,
where's the party at?
It is Gmo's house.
Oh, okay.
She wants
to remember your 10th birthday?
I do not remember my 10th birthday.
I mean, it was a monumental experience. How can you not remember this, Ben?
I know. I don't know, bro. But she's very excited about it, and Penny's super excited about it. And but yeah. 2 hours before, there's like us and one other family going to be there. Because, dude, it's, what really sucked is like, this is like the second weekend after school got out, and everybody, all her little friends, families seem to schedule vacations this weekend. You know what I mean? So like her bestie's out of town in Arizona. Her other friend is out of town somewhere else. And so like her party is still going to be fun, but all her besties couldn't be there. So there's only going to be like, you know, five kids there or something like that. And, you know,
yeah.
Debbie's going crazy. I mean, we got pinatas. We got, you know, a pizza that's going to serve like three families or four families. We got a big mama pizza
Is it a panda pinata?
It is. And that's the dude, that's the funniest part about it, dude. So we go, me and Penny and Frankie are going to the store yesterday to buy candy, right, for the pinata. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't click into my brain until like, I'm actually like physically grabbing the candy to like stuff this pinata with. And she's like, why are you buying this candy, Dad? Cause I hadn't told her yet. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, we got you a pinata. And she's like, yay. And then it clicked in my brain that it's a panda, right? The pinata is like a panda. I'm like,
yeah.
And I immediately was like, oh, you know, if you don't want to savagely beat your favorite animal to get candy out of it, we can have the rest of the kids do it if you want to. And I was, and she's, and you know, she did pause for a second and then was like, no, I want the candy. But it is such a silly, it is such a weird, like barbaric tradition where we savagely beat these little characters or animals or whatever to get candy out of them.
I mean, it is true, but no kid ever hesitates to do that. So, like, I
know. The line just forms so fast.
Win the shit out of this panda, let's fucking go.
Yeah. I just thought about it, though. Like, I had this vision of her crying while she's hitting this panda. It's just like, oh my God. It's such a crazy.
Dude, crazy. You didn't get the panda suit.
Oh, man. I know. Oh. I blew it. I wanted to.
You can still get it.
I don't think I can. I don't have time. Maybe if there was a costume store around here or something.
No, I mean, you can still get it for after the party.
Oh, yeah. I should get it, actually. That would be fun.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I've never seen anyone do panda-themed woodworking before. Just saying.
Well, I mean, except for panda, there is an account called, like, Panda something.
Oh,
something.
Panda Bay? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That dude, he's a cool guy. I remember hanging out with him at Workbench Con.
Yeah, he Walt, commented.
I think his name is.
He commented on my Panda Bowl. He actually asked me, and I fucking blew it. He asked me if they were for sale, and I couldn't sell that one. It was for Penny, but I could make him another one if he really wanted to. I should hit him up.
He's got a thing for pandas.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But anyways, yeah, the pinata thing was just, I was just, thought that was pretty humorous. It's all panded out, the whole party's panded out. But you know, we got this huge ass pizza, we got fried chicken, dude, we got enough food for like an army.
You should tell them that on the pizza it's pandaronis. Like, we got a special pizza, it's not pepperoni, it's pandaronis and panda sausage. Enjoy eating a panda, kids.
Yeah.
I like a little trauma at a birthday party. It's all nice.
Exactly. So anyways, that'll be fun. That'll be a good time. And the sun's coming out right now, so it'll be nice and warm for the pool party. And Yeah, dude, I just can't believe 10 years, man. It just flew by. I mean, Ellie's going to be 10 this year, right?
No, she'll be 10 next year. So,
Oh yeah, she's a year. She's a year behind. That's right. But 10.
But, you know, she's acting like an adult now. So, you know, her best friend is a year older than her. And then her best friend has two teenage sisters. So she kind of wants to be like her sisters. And Ellie wants to be like her. So I get like the telephone game version of a teenager, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but Ellie did do the sweetest thing I've ever seen her do yesterday. And I'm still kind of like mind blown over it, dude. Like, you know how like Frankie and Penny just fight, right? You know, like bicker, fight, whatever, you know,
over the stupidest things.
Just dude, it can't be stupider.
I asked him to fold up. I asked him to fold up the Twister game yesterday, that was in the bedroom, and somehow, just folding up the damn Twister board, they were arguing, and I was just like, "How? Like, I just don't understand." It just, anyways, blows my mind. Fucking blows my mind.
I'm the same boat, right? So yesterday, it's an end of school picnic at the school, right?
Oh, okay.
And there's still a week left to go, you know, but the end of school picnic basically is an after school thing on a Friday. All the kids come back, they get a couple of food truck, ice cream truck, couple of vendors, and like just people just hang out. And they actually have the School of Rock performs, which is really cool. Those kids always just slay it, right?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So like this year we're going, and Ellie looks at me, she's like, Dad, she's like, I know the candy store is going to be there. She's like, I'm going to bring my own money, because this girl's hoarding cash, right?
Yeah.
No one knows how much money Ellie has. She has more cash on her than I have cash on me. I can guarantee you.
Oh, right? my kids constantly remind me of that, of their piggy bank. Oh, Dad, yeah. we have over $200 saved up in our account, piggy bank.
I know it's a lot of money because she asked me how much money I have.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, I got a lot of money, Dad. How much money do you have? I'm like, it's not important how much money I have. She's like, why don't you tell me? If it's not important, why don't you just tell me? I'm like, stop being my daughter. Can you be someone else's daughter for like 5 fucking seconds? You're exhausting. So anyways, so you've hung out with my daughter. You know how savage she can be. Yeah, I have no idea where that comes from.
I never disappointed a 7-year-old quicker than I disappointed your daughter.
Oh yeah, eight year old.
Oh, she was eight at the time. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So she grabs like a 20 and throws it in her purse. Right. We all head off to this thing. So I'm sitting there and like kids, it's just chaos. There's hundreds of kids. They're all running in every direction. They're doing all kinds of stuff. And like it's starting to get a little late, you know. So like I look at Jackie and I'm like, we're gonna leave here in like a half hour. So I was like, let me get an inventory of where my children are, right?
Yeah.
So I look around, I don't see them. Okay. So I'm like, and I know there's this pizza food truck right at the edge of the parking lot. And I walk over there and I see Ellie. And I was like, oh, what is she doing? So I go over there and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, we're getting a pizza. And I was like, what? And then I realized Bubs is standing right next to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, Bubs was hungry, so we're going to buy a pizza. And I was like, all right, have fun, whatever. And I walk back to Jackie. I'm like, Ellie's buying Bubs a pizza with her own money.
Yeah.
She's like, wow. I'm like, yeah. So I was like, okay. So like I keep kind of like glancing over there. I don't like to be a helicopter parent, right?
Yeah.
But I just keep glancing over there and I'm like, they're still in line. And I'm like, they're not in line anymore. I'm like, well, now where'd they go? So I walk back over there and they're gone. And I start to walk back and I hear Ellie yell, Dad, Dad. And I turn and there's like one bench, okay, in the school playground area, or like it's like right by where the soccer fields are.
Yeah.
And it's the bench where they use it when they set it up for baseball, right? So it's like a baseball bench, right? And Bubs and Ellie are sitting on this bench and they're eating the pizza together. Like all these kids are playing, all their friends are there. And yeah, they were just off to the side enjoying a pizza with each other. And like, I was like, okay, cool. And then like I walk up and I was like, you guys just eating a pizza? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, Dad, you want the crust? I'm like, yeah, of course.
Yes. So
I walk back to Jackie. I'm like, congratulations on winning parenting. I was like, I don't know how the hell this happened, right? But I'm like, our daughter took care of our son. And then I realized, like, she's probably doing this the rest of her life. You know,
yeah. She's just getting started.
Like, you're setting a bad precedent, Ellie. I'm like, I really appreciate you taking care of your brother, but like, you know, when we stop parenting him, you can't pick that slack up. This is what he's supposed to be on his own. You know?
Never, man, dude. I love having an older sister. I mean, she's the one who kept our family together. Older sisters are great that way.
Even my neighbors who were there with their kids, you know, the one dude was like, Bub's just the way he lives his life is just on a level that I don't see often. You know, none of the parents like, so we have this like group of like 14 parents on this text group that are all around our block. Right.
Yeah.
And like, so like sometimes when our kids are playing with other kids, they'll share pictures or whatever. Dude, like, did I send you the picture of Bub's at the photo? Like, they had this thing at school. It was like a photo thing.
No, it was
an award thing. Right, I'm gonna send you this real quick, okay? Because this picture is hilarious, okay? This, okay, hold on, Ben. Here we go. I'll share it to the Patreon group so they know what we're talking about later.
Yeah.
But I just sent you this picture, okay? Think about it like a Where's Waldo when you see this thing. It's a ton of kids. They're getting awards for participating in all kinds of stuff, right? And they're all, it's chaos, right? But look at my son in this picture of all the chaos of all the kids.
Dude, he is uber confident, bro. He is killing it. Dude.
So you guys don't know. It's a picture of what, like 30, 40 kids.
Oh, at least.
Looking in different directions. It's all complete chaos. And smack dab in the middle of it is my son. Okay, he's wearing a bright orange shirt. He's got sunglasses on when all these other kids are just standing there, and he's just smirking.
That smirk, bro. That smirk is what it is, dude. He's just like, he's got. It's like I got this. Like I got it figured out, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking classic. I love it.
So he Bubs lives on a level that I mean. I don't know what monster I'm creating, you know?
It is so funny. It's like one of those pictures that you see, it's like that is staged, you know what I mean? Yeah. To look like chaos and then have somebody like stand out, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it is pretty crazy to think about. And it might just be that I know your son and he's standing out to me, but still, he does look like the one like solid guy who's like, everybody else is kind of looking around like, what the fuck's going on?
Dude, I'm just gonna send it to the Patreon group and be like, hey, what can you guys guess which one of these kids is my son?
Yeah,
I know exactly. A lot of them see my stories and see him in the morning doing front porch weather, but yeah, I don't know, man. This kid shit I was not prepared for.
Yeah.
It has its moments though.
I don't think you can be, dude. So I'm trying, dude, to
Anytime anyone's like, hey, you know, we have a kid, like, I don't know if we should have another kid or not, I'm always like, do it as fast as possible. Otherwise, you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Frankie, the other day, I was trying to, he's seven now, and he's kind of getting into that, you know, mm-hmm. He wants to be cool and wants to, like, kind of bro out with dad and, like, stuff like that. So, like, he's wanted to create a handshake kind of thing, and I was
secret handshake. Yeah.
So like I tried to, like, he started to like come up with an idea, and I was like, he's like, well, what, you know, what's a good example of a you know, handshake? And I was like, well, you know, my drum instructor back in high school kind of taught me a handshake that I've kind of adopted and like taught my friends, and we kind of, and it's called the Cuban triple snap, right? So it's like you I can't do it with my own hand, but you you go together with your hands like this, you know? So like,
yeah.
And you put your hands together and then you snap.
Oh yeah. I know that move. Yeah.
So you snap and then you come down and then you put your thumb and your middle finger together and you snap your fingers together. Like your actual, like you're snapping like that. Mm-hmm. And then the third snap is a snap that goes down, like you go down across your body, like, you know, mm-hmm. like you're throwing it away kind of thing, right? So like it's like a snap, snap, and then a snap down, right? So yeah. I'm teaching Frankie this like, because I'm showing him, like, this is kind of an example, and I'll show you how to do it. And he's like, okay. So we start to do it, and we go snap, snap, and I was like, all right, and the third snap's like this, and for some reason, it would not connect in his brain how to snap down like that, and he kept going boom, boom, and then his third snap was like this.
Like sachet?
Yes, dude. Like three snaps up in a Z formation. Remember that from that show? Oh my God, yes. In Living Color. Dude, for the life of me, dude, he could not get it. So he kept just snapping up like sachet. Like, it was just, dude, it was just the, me and Penny were just dying, bro. And I mean, eventually, I think he was just trying to make me laugh and do it. But the first, like,
yeah,
three or four times, it was like serious. He just couldn't get it through his head that he was supposed to snap down, and he kept snapping up. It's just, oh man, dude, I was dying. It was so effing funny.
I'll tell you what, man, our kids fight a lot, but nobody makes Ellie laugh harder than Bubs.
Oh yeah,
nobody.
Yes. No, I believe it. I mean, I totally believe it. He's hilarious, dude. That guy's a riot, man. I just get little clips of him from fucking Front Porch Weather, and I'm laughing my ass off, dude. Like, he's a funny dude.
Can't find his ass with both hands, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, yesterday we were watching The Last Ted Lasso, and you guys don't watch that show, right?
I'm just started season three.
Oh, okay. Dude, it's such a great show. It ended last night or two nights ago. It was the final season, final episode. And I'm sitting here watching with Debbie, and I'm fucking crying, and fucking the kids are in the other room, and they're fucking laughing hysterically. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, why? They're like, ah! And me and Debbie are in the living room crying. They're laughing. I'm like, what is, and like, they decided they wanted to play a game where they had to make each other laugh. You know what I mean? So they were trying to be like the most ridiculous they could be. You know what I mean? So it was such a juxtaposition, though, of emotions going on at the same time in the same house.
So I want to wrap up the kid stuff in a little bit because I got other stuff I want to talk about.
Yeah, wrap it up, man.
I will say this, though, right? Did I tell you that Ellie and Bubs created their own profiles on my YouTube channel?
Oh my God, no, but Frankie's gonna be so jealous. Go on.
Dude, so like on my TV, that's where I watch most of my YouTube, right?
Oh, you mean profiles like that. I get it. I got it now.
Yeah, I went in there and Bubs and Ellie created their own profiles so they don't mess with my algorithm. And I didn't even ask them.
That's smart.
Bubs' emoji that he picked for his thing is like a giraffe with sunglasses, and Ellie's is a marshmallow that's on fire running and screaming. Dude, so like they watch a lot of shit on their own, and I don't really try to get into it too much because it's mostly nonsense. But Ellie is into the weirdest fucking show I've ever seen. Okay, have you seen the show on Netflix called Dance Monsters?
No, I haven't seen it yet,
bro. This show is like, think of like any one of those like talent shows where they have, you know, the three judges on the panel and they got the big stage.
Yeah. And
whatever, right?
Yeah, America's Got Talent, all that stuff.
They have, it's real actors, right, who are the judges. And they have CGI monsters that dance, okay? And it's a dance competition of CGI monsters, okay? So it's like mixed animation and reality.
Okay. Right? Okay.
It's the weirdest fucking show I've ever seen.
Are they just watching a screen then? They're just watching. They're like sitting there watching a screen.
They're sitting in front of a stage, right? But clearly the judges are watching it on video, right?
Yes.
But like if you look at the stage, they've overlaid these monsters dancing on the stage.
Got it.
And they have multiple camera angles. They invested some money in this show, right?
Yeah.
Like it looks like. It kind of reminds me of The Voice, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or the America's Got Talent kind of a show.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the dancing with, one, so you can think you can
or
dance.
The dance, yeah. But it's dance monsters. I'm like, oh my fucking God, Ellie, what the fuck are you into?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, the shows that they're producing nowadays because of all the CGI and the fucking stuff like that is just nuts, dude. It's just like, it's going to be all like animated sometime here in the future. There's going to be no actors. No actors needed.
No, but I know they're watching enough YouTube because they know when movies are coming out now. So they're like, Dad, Into the Spider-Verse 2 is coming out this weekend. Next weekend is Transformers, Dad. We got to go see that. Like, you know, and I'm like, well, I got to see Fast and the Furious first. So
I want to see that so bad. Yeah, my kids are the same way with the movies. They always, they're
the
always
Rock coming. And the Rock and Vin Diesel squashed their beef for this.
Yeah,
I think it's because the Rock has been his movies have been bombing lately, and he needs to attach himself to a successful franchise. Dude, all this shit has been bombing, man.
Yeah, I still.
Then think he came out about having mental health issues, and I'm like, you're fucking like a billionaire, bro. Like,
yeah, he's doing.
You could afford a therapist. Like, fuck you, man. Maybe you should spend less time in the gym. I don't know.
Yeah.
Steroids could probably fuck with you, you know?
Steroids probably fuck with your brain. You're right. That's probably true.
I don't know.
All right, what else you got for me since you're done talking about kids?
Yeah, you know, because, like, no one likes a pick kid podcast. This isn't a parenting podcast. Okay. So
it's not about two dads.
Yeah.
That's the first thing in our fucking description, bro.
I guess that's true. Dude, did you listen to those intros that our new Patreon created, Judd?
Yeah, yes,
dude. Dude, the first hilarious one had an A-Team vibe to it. I really liked it.
I did too, actually. I thought that was pretty cool. It was like dung 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 dung.
Yeah, it was kind of like somewhere between the A-Team and Law and Order.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It was very cool. I dig it. I dug it.
Yeah.
We should switch it up just for fun, just for one of the episodes. I'll grab it and throw it into the intro.
That'd be fine. He'd love it. Yeah. You know, I mean, he did join our Patreon at a level that I didn't think existed. So,
did you hack our Patreon? Like, what's going on?
I don't know what the fuck he did. I'm gonna have to go. Well, so he's been following me for a while, right? And he's a really nice dude. And you know, we talk a little shit back and forth. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I noticed that he subscribed to my Instagram, and I was like, no. So I kicked him out of my Instagram subscriber thing because I kick out everybody. I'd get rid of subscriptions if I could. I've kicked out everybody.
Yeah.
So and the level is like a dollar. I'm like, I don't want your dollar a month. Like, that's like, you know, keep your fucking dollar. You're gonna
pay taxes on $12.
Yeah. So I said, for the year. I was like, that's 30 cents for me. So I told him, I'm like, if you want to fucking support anything I'm doing, support the podcast. I'm like, that's way better. You know, you'll get way more value out of it. So he fucking joined. I was like, I didn't think you were actually going to do that.
I've been following him for a while too. Like we've had chats here and there also.
I like that he's a Mountie.
I know. I was like, cops love us, man.
I don't know why, man. We talk about breaking the law all the fucking time. It's like it's the dad crime podcast, you know?
I love it, dude. I'm so glad he's in, dude. That's great.
Yeah. But yeah, dude. So the other thing that has been going on, dude, I'm into some new shit on TikTok. I found new rabbit holes. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Fucking, that's why. Look. Instagram is fine, okay? I'm frustrated as fuck with Instagram because, like, all I do is lose followers, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm down, like, 200 over, like, 90 days, which, you know, I do have a lot of followers overall.
When you climb to the top of the mountain, Luke, it's nowhere to go but down, you know?
I guess I peaked, right? Which makes sense. But like I was talking to somebody and I was like, and she's like, you know, I said, I told her, I was like, I'm just not interested in making the kind of videos that would make my channel go well.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, I know what kind of videos work. And she's like, well, what works? I go, a great type of video is something simple that fucks with people's OCD. Right.
Yeah.
I said, I'll prove it to you. I had this old video. It was Thursday. I'm like, fuck it. I'll repost it. And it's the one where I have the wiggle wood.
Yeah, the bacon wood.
The bigger one. And I'm putting them into order. But I got so excited, right, that the last three, I slap them together and they're out of order.
I remember.
Dude,
yeah.
Dude, you look at the comments on those videos, right? And everyone's like, you monster. How dare you? Like, my OCD is triggered. Like, why? Why would you do that? Fix it. Fix it. They're screaming at me, dude. It's fucking hilarious, right? And yeah. And so I told her about this, and she's like, come on, seriously? Bro, I'm going to tell you, okay? That fucking video, okay, which the first time I posted it, it got hundreds of thousands of views. Like, it is my highest viewed video after one day of any of my videos in the last like 3 months, you know, and it's, and it had, you know, it was like 31,000 views. And I'm like, look, if I post fucking shit like that, I'm like, to me, it doesn't require a lot of creativity, which I'd rather focus on. And, or it's not that, it's not at all funny. I'm like, so I'm like, but those are the videos that fucking, that do well. You know, I make fun of Dave Miller all the time for all of his fucking flush trim videos, but that's why he's slaying it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I mean, honestly, bro, like, at this point, like, you know, you have 50,000 followers, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm just trolling all of my followers right now. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, you just focus on what makes you happy. You know what I mean? Like,
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm fucking with my followers, dude. I'm in the middle of this masterclass.
I love
stretching content, right? Where I'm basically showing nothing. Okay.
Yeah,
dude. I think I have like 8 videos so far on this thing. The whole project took me like 3 hours to make. Okay.
When's the next group of videos going to come out? When are you going to make something else so you can get another group of content together? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, I have enough to do a couple more videos on my phone of other things. But
Go ahead.
I was like, I want to stretch this this planter box out into the point. Like I've hit the point with it where I'm at the Family Guy sense of humor stage,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, like when they do the video in Family Guy where Peter hits his knee and he's like, and then he does it and you're like, oh, that's funny. And then you're like, okay, you're dragging it on really for a long time. It's really not funny anymore. But then they keep going and then eventually it's like, oh my God, this is fucking hilarious now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like I'm at the, okay, bro, like, come on, move on phase where like people are starting to comment like, come on, this can't be like everything your channel is going to be about forever, right? Like, you got to fucking at some point post like some video that's going to make me fucking want to keep following you.
Yeah. Do your sponsors, have they started reaching out to you yet to be concerned? Yeah. Like, you know, Onefinity, you know, maybe a CNC video every once in a while.
Sure Onefinity would love it if I did this masterclass on stretching content related to one of their CNCs. And honestly, Onefinity is my best sponsor. Them and probably Surf Prep.
Yeah.
Total Boat. Those are my main three, you know, I fucking love all three of them. You know, they're like beyond good to me.
I saw on one of your stories this week, you were in your Front Porch Weathers. It looked like you had some boards laid out in your front yard along the walkway. Are those planter boxes going there too now?
No. I need to replace 3 steps on my front of my house. So,
okay.
I bought these fucking 12 by 8 boards from Home Depot. Dude, they weigh like a fucking 100 pounds each.
Yeah.
And, they were like physically like they were wet to the touch when I got them.
Oh wow.
And I was like, okay, like I feel like they sprayed them with the whatever, threw them on the truck, and I'm pulling them off like the next day. So like I laid them out in my front hoping they would dry out a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's gonna help or not, because you know I'm not a good woodworker, but but yeah, so I'm gonna, Jackie's got like, I got all the shit I want to do, but she's got a lot of shit she wants me to do right now. And fixing the front steps is top of the list. I got to fucking...
I remember after you made those planter boxes the other day, you were like, damn it, I shouldn't have made them so quick, because now Jackie's going to be all over me to fix things. Oh, you can do that in 3 hours? Oh, really?
Basically. Oh, but I did have one of those experiences where, like... You know, she wants me to do something around the house that required me to buy a new tool, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. So I got a reciprocating saw from Home Depot. So they had for Memorial Day, they had that deal with Ryobi where if you buy two batteries, you get a free tool, right? And I was like, hey, I already have the glue gun and I have the blower and I have there's another one. Oh, the charger thing, which sucks.
Yeah.
So I was like, I already got a couple things. I was like, why don't I just buy the battery pack again? Another get some. So I got this reciprocating saw and I had these blades that Spider sent me.
I was just about to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's like, hey, why don't you remove some limbs off the trees? Right. So I started with these small ones, you know, the small, like they were like maybe 3-4 inches thick. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those things that blade just went right through them, you know? I was like, oh, this is cool. But there was this big ass one that she wanted me to cut down, dude. And I was like, I don't know how to cut this thing down where it's not going to hit my house.
Oh, jeez. Like,
dude, that the big? Fucking, it was like, the branch was like 25 feet long.
Oh, damn.
And at the point where I cut it off, it was like 6 to 8 inches thick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big branch, right? And that's it was leaning. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Big wood. Dude, but it was like leaning towards my house. Right. And I was like, man, if I fucking cut this thing off and it rips the gutter off, I'm like, all the money I saved on not hiring a professional is right out the fucking window. Yeah. Dude, so I spent a lot of time slowly cutting this thing, trying to aim it, bro. And I had a gap to split that was like 10 feet. You know,
Luke's out here felling. Isn't that what they call it? Felling a branch. It's like a one branch, and he's like doing geometry. Like, okay, if I angle it through the gap,
dude, I hit it though. I hit the gap, man.
I believe you. I mean, you got two kids. You've done that before.
Hey-o! Oh God. I think God Jackie doesn't listen to this podcast because this is the point she'd throw up at.
Oh, jeez. That's cool though. So you missed the roof line. That's impressive. Did you tie off a rope and like?
I just you can hear the video. I started screaming at the end. I was like, yeah.
How come you haven't posted that video? That would be a great video to post.
I'm in the middle of this huge masterclass on fucking stretching my content. Like, you know, if I could stretch this planter box out for like another week, I'll have enough content on my phone for at least another week or two, which would be wonderful. You know, I could go back to posting normal videos, you know, because look, people don't realize these voiceovers take work.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, definitely. Are you spraying those things with something? Those planter boxes? Are you like finishing them with something?
No.
No. Just going to let the nature take the course, huh?
Yeah. No, fuck it, man. Look, if they fall apart in like a year or two, I'll make them bigger and better and, you know, whatever.
All right. You know, it snows at your house, right? Just throw some Thompson's. You got a nice sprayer, bro. Come on. I'm wearing the damn shirt.
I do. I do. I don't want
to. You don't want to spray the plants. I didn't think about that.
You know, and I want to spray. I thought about spraying it, but I was like, but what happens if you spray it, right? And like what you spray it with gets in the soil. Then we're eating the vegetables.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever we're eating. So I'm like, we're going au naturel, bro. All like right. A 70s bush. We're just out there.
They're just out there. I guess I got 6 months until you're replacing them. We should start a pool. The fucking
how long will a planter box last?
The Deadpool planter box Deadpool. That's what we should start.
Oh, the good news is that if I have to rebuild it later, I've shown every single step of the building process.
rewatch your content to get to remember how you built it.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, I've listened to I've heard on other podcasts before where people were like, I couldn't remember how I built something, so I had to watch my own video.
I did think about that the other day because I was looking through my thing and I was like, man, I found this old ashtray that I had made for a buddy of mine because I had made I made the original and then I made two other ones for him. And I thought to myself, like, damn, I don't even remember how I made this. It's so bitchin' and beautiful. I was like, I don't remember exactly the step-by-step process that I did to make this thing. It's been so long since I made it. But yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, dude. It's good.
So funny.
All right. So I was gonna say, oh wow, we're already at 40 minutes. Okay, so I've fallen into new TikTok stuff. Okay.
Oh yeah, we haven't got to that yet.
The TikTok stuff, you know, I fucking love it, right? Like, and TikTok gets me. It's TikTok still wants me to get a Ninja Creamy. I keep dropping hints, hoping that Jackie will like get it. Like yesterday, I was walking out the house and I started laughing. I'm like, another creamy. Oh, that creamy looks good. And as I was walking out the door, I'm like, I know she was sitting right there. I'm like, hopefully she heard the creamy. I feel like the creamy could be my gateway to going on to my all ice cream diet. Right. Yeah.
I think it's definitely the right way to go.
Who wouldn't like to see me on an all ice cream diet? So the other TikTok shit I got into, one is just fucking fascinating. I got into tie dye TikTok, right?
Wait, that is so crazy. Debbie just showed me the most insane tie-dye video. Go on. Maybe it's the same one. Go on.
Dude, it's some dude, and he's like, he's fucking got like a thousand rubber bands on his shit, and he's with like a little dropper, and he's doing all this shit, and he fucking opens up the shirt, and it's like an eye nebula. It is insane. And that's, I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea fucking tie-dye got to this level. And I think I've seen shirts like this before, but I assumed it was screen printed.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
This motherfucker tie-dyed that shit.
Bro, I was tripping. She pulled it over and showed it to me yesterday. And dude, when he unwraps that thing and pulls it open and there's a fucking eyeball right in the middle, is, and then he flips it around and in the same spot on the back of the shirt is a yin-yang sign. Like, bro, a yin and yang. Like, how the fuck does he do that?
There's now a tie dye competition.
Oh, I'm sure, man. These guys are fucking impressive, bro. Way impressive. I can't believe it.
But I'll tell you, the part that fucking got me, I sent the video to my dad, right?
Yeah.
And I know he saw it, right? Because I saw a notification on TikTok, you know, Alan has viewed the video that you shared to him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And like, my dad is the world's leading authority on tie-dye, right? 40 to 50% of his wardrobe is tie-dye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, he has a tie-dye guy in Hawaii.
He's a tie-dye guy.
He's got a tie-dye guy. Okay. He's got tie-dye fucking Crocs. He's got tie-dye fucking tank tops, shirts, hats, like, yeah. Tie-dye fucking everything. My dad loves fucking tie-dye. And I sent him a fucking video. I didn't even get a cool or a thanks or a fucking thumbs up. I love him, but he fucking never is the worst on text messages.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's like, he's yelling before, you know, you don't ever fucking include me when you send these pictures to mom. And I'm like, did you check your phone? No. I'm like, why don't you check it? Oh, okay. I'm like, dude, I've seen his phone before. He's got like fucking 20 notifications on unread text messages. I'm like, Dad, I get you not reading your emails, but your texts.
Like, your pops just hit me up the other day. Not hit me up, but he liked all my shit. He went crazy on my page and just liked a bunch of stuff. And then I went and checked out his page, and it's nothing but your kids on his page. He's got no picture. Every picture is just his grandkids, which is awesome. It's it should be. But
the mom's stuff is a little bit more interesting. It's all mosaics and stuff. So
yeah, dude. But that tie dye shirt was insane, bro. The amount of time these guys, and just say stoners are lazy, motherfucker. That takes some serious work and
dude,
thought process. I mean, to do that much. I mean, it is so intricate, bro. It is like a screen print. It looks like,
dude, I looked at the guy's website and I was like, he's got the shirt on there for sale. I think it was like $150, and I was like, that's worth it. I'm like, that's worth it. Like,
oh fuck yeah, dude. I guarantee he's selling those all day. He's selling those all day.
All fucking day.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, dude, I was tripping out on it, man. I that is so funny that you brought that up, man. That is just a
trip. It's the other things that are all baked all over my feed right now. The other two things, I forgot the other one. Have you seen Because you're not on TikTok, right?
I'm on TikTok. I don't post on there, but I go on there and look at stuff.
So you don't know about the chicken wars.
Oh, no.
There's
a chicken
wars going on right now. You don't know about the chicken wars, right?
Uh-huh. What's that?
Oh, my God. Fucking TikTok trends are so fucking hilarious. So some dude is walking. He's got like the Pit Viper glasses on, right? Yeah. He's walking. He's like, "You ain't ready. My posse's all fucking ready to go. So, you know, we're going to fucking, you know, take over the world." And he fucking shows the phone over his shoulder, and it's like fucking 50 chickens following him, right? Yeah,
just cruising behind him.
Yeah. So I see this video, and then immediately, like a couple of minutes later, I see somebody responded to the video, right? Because TikTok's okay at that. Like if they see you engage with one and there's like a response to it, they'll show you the responses a lot of times if you dig.
Yeah.
And so this other guy is walking. He's like, "Oh, you think you got something?" He's like, "We're fucking ready for war." And he shows the chickens over his shoulder, and then he comes back and he's holding a chicken. And it's like a little chicken in his hand. He goes, "Clack, clack, clack," and he like shakes the chicken like a gun, right? Yeah. Okay. It makes like a gun noise. Yeah. And bro, after that, I've seen like fucking 50 videos of other people with their chickens or turkeys or fucking farm animals. And they're like, "Oh, you think those fucking chickens are something? Like, look at this." Dude, from around the world, like fucking Asian dude in a fucking chicken fucking factory. He's like, "Oh, yeah." And it's like a fucking warehouse full of chickens. And I can't get enough of this fucking chicken war thing, man.
Are they all the same type of video where they're like him just like with the chickens behind them walking kind of thing? Or are they...
They're all with the chickens behind them mostly.
Oh man, I want to see one where that somebody like puts them in like some sort of situation. You know what I mean? Like,
oh dude, just one guy walks up and he's got this giant fucking chicken, and he's like, "Oh," he was like, I thought we were playing with big cocks.
Oh,
dude, they're all fucking hilarious. I'm like, oh my God, like.
I haven't seen those videos, but I did see a funny rooster video the other day where some guys were like, I know roosters are aggressive, but these roosters were like uber aggressive, like where they would chase them around. Like this guy got chased by these two roosters like around the yard, and fucking he's running around the yard with it, you know, and then they're like inside the house, these two a woman and another guy.
I saw this video
watching him from inside the sliding glass door, and he comes running, and they open the glass door at the last second, and he dives in, and then 2 seconds later you see the rooster come fucking like charging the fucking glass door, and they're like, oh, they're all screaming like the rooster, and then 1 second after that the other rooster like just like pops his head around the corner, like, and I think it was Jurassic Park song behind it, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's but it was hilarious, man. I'm like, fucking roosters are vicious,
dude. Vicious. They are. I told you about the time I got in a fight with two roosters, right?
Yeah.
It's not pleasant. The last TikTok trend that I've been on, dude, is it hits very close to home for me, right?
Yeah,
and it's this young guy, he's probably a Gen Z, maybe a millennial at best.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You know, we make fun of fucking boomers all day, and you know, we make fun of millennials." And he goes, "But why do we let Gen X off the hook?" Right?
Yeah.
Have you seen this guy? Right? Like a long haired like Asian dude.
Yeah, he's saw it.
What's up with those motherfuckers? Like the people that are responding to that guy's video, bro, it fucking warms my heart because I'm Gen X, right? You know. And I had no idea that there was so many other people that had no fucks to give just like me, right?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, wait, nobody fuck? Like, all my people don't give a fuck? I'm like, I feel part of a community now.
Yeah. I saw the one girl's response to it where she fucking just ripped into this dude. And fucking, I almost reshared it. I think I might have reshared it.
But, dude, I saw one where this one lady was like, she's like, "You don't want to fuck with Gen X, right?" She goes, "If you're Gen X and you wanted to make somebody feel like shit, you had to do it to their face."
Yeah.
Like, you had to get up on them and let them fucking know. They're like, "We don't want to activate Gen X. Let them fucking bring sandwiches to our rallies and leave them the fuck alone." Like,
Yeah, it was one of the ladies like, we're the last people that we're the last generation that will kick your ass for talking shit or something like that.
Yeah. You know, dude, there's one lady was like, she's like, oh, you think you're cute with the whole fuck around and find out? You know, Gen X, what they used to say? Oh, I got time. Yeah. I was like, I used to say that shit all the time. Oh, for really? You want to do this? I got time. Let's go. I got time. Come on.
So funny, man. Yeah, that was a funny video. That guy, yeah. Ugh. What a great like I always think about those types of videos. Like, that guy's feed just fucking blowing up like crazy. I mean, you just make a controversial video like that. I mean,
I think he had a response video to it too, where he was kind of like, I had no idea. Cool.
Yeah.
So one lady was like, I'm sorry, but we took a vote. I don't know if you're invited or what, but there was a vote, us millennials, and we just said, let's just not touch that. Like, I'm sorry if you weren't there.
We'll just leave.
That's why I'm fucking, but they're like, but you know, it's funny. Like, a lot of Gen, you know, a lot of these Gen Z kids are all the Gen Xers kids, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, these fucking, you know, they're all up to voting age now to, you know, like I think like 15, like 25, I guess they're all are right now. And in that kind of range, and like, they're, a lot of those kids are Gen Xers kids where, like, dude, I guess our kids are Gen Alpha, right?
Is that what it is? Gen Alpha?
I think so. And like, all these kids are fucking savage rebels. And I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, it's kind of how I'm raising my kids, is to be fucking fire starters. You know, like, I want them to fucking get into some shit and cause some trouble. You know,
he's what's that term that people are using these days? Like, not fire starter, but what's the other one? You know, when you're trying to make somebody else feel crazy, not fire starter.
Instigator?
No. It's like the popular term right now. Not fire starter, but God damn it, I'm blanking on it.
Oh, dude, you want to talk about getting busted out on popular terms though? Like Ellie was talking about third grade drama, and I go, "Oh, you got the tea, right? Have you heard
those?" Oh, the tea, yeah.
The tea. I thought I was being like fucking hip and like,
yeah,
up to date. Ellie looks at me. She's like, "Dad," she's like, "nobody says that anymore." I'm like,
anymore.
I'm like, what? And I look at my wife. She was like, "No, everybody stop saying that shit. Like, you need to fucking let that go." And I was like, fucking, I just heard it like yesterday. Like, I just learned what the tea is. I'm ready to post up with my tea. Like, you can sip this shit. I'm ready, you know. And they're fucking like, "No, motherfucker, like, that shit is over." And I'm like, "Okay, like, what is it now then?" They're like, "It's the goss, Dad. It's the goss. You got the goss. You got the hot goss.
The right? goss.
The goss." I'm like,
Have you heard pause yet?
Pause? No. What is that?
Pause is like the new no homo. Like, when you say something. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard
I know something? The no homo thing. Didn't that come from Kanye West where he was like, "I'll fucking rape you like a motherfucker, no homo," or something?
Yeah, some shit. I was hanging out with these guys, these younger guys who I work with for the SiriusXM gigs that I do. Like, I'm like the old man when I go out on these gigs. These guys I work with are all like 24, 25, you know what I mean? Like, younger guys. And they all know all the hip lingo and stuff, right? And so they were like walking around talking all this, like, you know, I guess bet is back, like bet, you know, like
dude,
bet
is when is like, dope comes back. I'm fucking gonna be like, I've been here this whole fucking time,
right?
You know, any comments where I've just left, that's dope is the only comment. Like,
yeah. I know, I use it all the time too, and I'm like, I'm so old. But yeah, bet is back. Yeah, but pause is like the new, like, term when, like, you know, when, like, you say something and like, "Oh, give me a big hug," and the kid will be like, "Oh, pause." You know, like I was like, really? Like, that's like a thing? And they're like, yeah, that's one of the new things that people say. And then it was bet, and then there was God, they told me a whole list of them, and I was just like, God, I'm so old.
I ruined one for Ellie. I asked her something. I'm like, "Is that all right?" And she's like, "KK," and I was like, "What?" She's like, "KK." I'm like, "What is that?" She's like, "It's like saying okay, okay." I was like, "We could just use fucking letters instead of words now." I'm like, hell yeah. And like for the next like hour, all I was talking to Ellie was like letters and shit. I was like, Ellie, you RTG? And she's like, what? I'm like, ready to go. RTG. And it's like, you know, GITC. Which she's like, what? I'm like, get in the car. You know? She's like a half hour later, she's like, please, for the love of God, please just stop. Just stop with this.
Oh, man.
Ellie, I'm going to be hip. You're gonna kill me. She's like, what the fuck is hip? I'm like, it's hip.
Oh, we are old. This is so funny.
Oh, yeah, dude. And embarrassing my kids is my favorite hobby. So
I know.
Yeah.
That's so funny. All right, man. We got to get out of here. I got to get going.
Hi, Panda Man.
Yeah. I got to go savagely beat a panda. So let's go do that.
This episode today, we learned beating a panda is good for you.
If you beat a panda, it gives you candy.
How to not traumatize your kids while beating a panda until candy flies out of it.
I think we should rethink pinatas, guys. We're a violent nation, and it starts from the youth.
The youth.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Well, all right, cool. Well, here. Oh, fuck. All right. Say you something forgot? Funny while I pull up the Patreons. Because we got a new Patreon. Say something. Oh, fuck.
Say something funny. Oh, I don't have anything funny.
Fucking okay.
Yeah, we got. Dude,
I have more fucking shit to say, but I know you got the thing, so we're gonna cut it off. We're gonna leave people a little thirsty for more. All right, there we go. All right, okay. We got a new Patreon. All right. Oh, okay. He's not at a level of it. Okay. Thank you to our patrons. You guys are amazing. One day we will spend some of your money on something hilarious. We just are lazy. Thank you to Kyle Foote from the Footwork Woodworks, Matthew Girard from the Wooden Moustache, Lee O'Man from Reed Street, Big Mike Holmes, from the Broken Lead Woodworks, Dave One Grit Wirt from Rustic Joy Woodworks, my mom, Elise Gelman, the Brit who thinks he's not part of the podcast, Tim from Turgworks, Dave the Thriller Miller, his beard is like those things that put soap on your car at the car wash. Billy Esses from the Simplewood Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. The unofficial lube of the podcast, Eric from Bumble Shoots. Alan from Ormworks. Good luck fucking spelling that. Collinwood Canoe Company, who never builds fucking canoes. All right, Larry. Come on, man. You gotta get involved in the chat. Grant from Dad Crafted. Ryder Clark from Ryder Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from A Land Beyond. J.M. Sullivan Woodworks. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. Yep. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Luke and Priscilla and Lily. Plus one more to be announced.
Who crushed it this last month with May for Makers?
Fucking May for Makers. Dude, they were killing it. They are such a big part of the community. It's so amazing, and they're such great people. I love them. Murdoch from Pine and Elite Woodworks. I think that's is it Pine and Elite? I don't know.
I think that's right.
Pew. Yeah, he's got the energy of a fish flopping on the sidewalk.
I can't wait to see it.
it's challenging coming up with ridiculous energy and a different description for somebody's ridiculously large beard every week, but I'm trying. Nick from Nick Prim Woodworking, the fucking master class. He could teach a fucking master class on sending memes. And our newest patron, which I'm gonna fucking murder his account name. Yeah, Judd. Judd the Mountie from Niven and Sons Woodworks. It's an N-I-V-E-N. So okay. Good luck to it. Yeah. You think he's going to be okay with me calling him Judd, the Mountie?
Yeah, Judd, don't call me Juggs the Mountie.
Juggs the Mountie Niven.
I love it.
I want to call him Jug so bad, dude. I can't even fucking tell you.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for being.
Maybe we'll use his intro on the next. He's the guy who made the intro, so we're gonna press his intro one time. It's totally 18 now.
Thanks you guys so much for being our patrons and supporting this podcast. We really appreciate you guys. And if you want to be a patron and support us, there's a link at the bottom of every episode. Feel free to check that out and support us how you want to, because we love doing this and we will keep doing it as long as you guys want us to. So
yeah, and whatever we promised we would do on our Patreon, we're not doing it, but you get to be a part of the Instagram group, which is really kind of cool. So good luck. We need to do another meetup, bro.
I know we do.
Like 6 months overdue.
I know. Get it done.
All right. Take it away, Tim. Beef and stuff.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.